What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Rockcast. Jordan Budd here at the 2020 Sheep Show in Reno, Nevada. And I'm at the Kafari booth helping out, and I got Frank on the mic this morning. Thanks for hopping on, Franco.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So to have you on, I wanted to talk about, the first thing I want to talk about is just over expectation in gear. Like, Aaron makes the comment, you know, like, if I lent you my pack and then you wore it and didn't adjust it for you, then it probably wouldn't be as comfortable. And then some people like loan their buddies gear and then they wear it and they think it sucks because it didn't fit them right. So, I mean, that's just kind of, I think it happens with everything, like scopes and just you want more for basically what you're buying.
Well, that's kind of the beauty of our pack systems is we have two different lengths of shoulder straps, three different lengths of frames, four different waist belts. So they're basically customizable to the person. And if you're a super tall guy and you're wearing a short guy's pack or vice versa, it might not be super comfortable unless you adjust it. So, you know, we make this system basically customizable or semi-customizable to fit as comfortably as possible. So you're right. If it's not adjusted for you, it might not be comfortable, but, I think a lot of people don't necessarily understand, they might not understand the, how the system works. And we're definitely going to have more videos out here pretty soon. We're launching a new website, probably within the next month or so, and we'll make it as informative as possible. But you're right. Yeah. If it's not set up properly for you, it's like wearing a pair of shoes that aren't your size, basically.
Right. So. I think it even carries over. I almost think clothing gets it more than anything. Cause like, you know, people hear that like X clothing system is, you know, awesome and the best or whatever. And then I literally have had people tell me like, yeah, I bought a jacket from them and it sucks, but you're supposed to layer it. So it's like, there's a form of like over expecting like really what it's built for.
Yeah. Just I think a level of understanding how the system works, whether doesn't matter what it is, you have to understand how it works to make it work for you or to know if it's going to work properly. And this isn't completely related, but I think, a lot of people get certain gear and expect it to make them a better hunter also. Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, you can get all the gear in the world, but it's not going to replace time in the field as well. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with geeking out on gear. We all geek out on gear a little bit, some more than others, but definitely should be getting out in the field and doing your scouting, spend time hunting, and less time deliberating online.
All right. So, I know obviously you guys have your own podcast, Kafarocast, but is there anything, and you might have talked about some of this stuff already on there, but is there anything coming like down the pipes you can talk about?
I'm not sure how much we can talk about, but we have some cool stuff coming out. We've talked about this on the podcast a little bit. We've got a stove pretty much figured out. We're just trying to figure out the production side of things, so that'll be coming out pretty soon. It's basically a super light version of a box stove, easier to put together, more efficient burn times. And it's lighter weight, so that's coming out. We're always working on new packs. We've got some cool new pack systems coming out. Can't talk too much about them, but it'll be more for your backpacking customer or somebody that's wanting something a little bit more lightweight. So we have some cool stuff coming out, yeah.
Nice. So I kind of turned it over to the Rockslide forums and had them just ask some questions. I wrote some of them down, so we'll just like cover those. This guy says the new Striker pack is one of the best LRM packs ever made. Is there ever going to be a bigger one?
No, I will say that there's always a possibility for anything. We're going to see how the Striker sales go for the next month or so, and we'll reevaluate it then. But yeah, it's a great system. It's awesome for day hunting, whitetail hunting, so it's extremely versatile. Aaron's done a great job showing that on his recent whitetail hunts and videos. So it's kind of a limitless thing that we have going there. So it's an awesome pack, and you know, we may make a bigger one because it's a little small, but you can add a lid to it. You can add a bunch of pockets to it, camp bag, dry sack, stuff like that to make it better or bigger. So
nice. Yeah. And then the Lost Park parka pants, are they going to be available in like the camo patterns?
Yeah. So we probably will have them in camo in the next 4 weeks or so. So that sale, thank you guys for the support, that recent sale we had for Black Friday and the holiday season with our soft goods. We kind of wiped out our entire inventory. So we've been, and we had a big military order right in the middle of that. So it kind of wiped our inventory. So we're working on restocking everything, and we do plan on making camo in the pants.
Do you plan on expanding your like clothing line?
What or what?
Like your clothing, like outside the Lost Pro
Cargo? It's always a possibility. It's not something we're necessarily looking at right now, but we may tweak some of the stuff we have now. And I think a lot of people want a zip off hood on the full zip jacket, which is not something we offer. So it'll be something we look at. We don't have anything planned for clothing necessarily. We're more looking at packs as that's kind of our priority right now, and then probably shelters and then clothing last. So
gotcha. Top three selling pack designs.
Pack lids?
Designs.
Oh, designs. I have to say the Reckoning has been a really big seller for us for quite a while, but that Hoodlum came out I think last season or this season, and it's been a huge seller for us. So the Hoodlums is probably one of the biggest sellers. The Reckoning as well, and then our Muskeg line is also a pretty popular one. I don't know if I can really dial it down to three. We came out with the new 22 mag, 44 mag, and the Modu, so those are doing great. So I'd have to probably look at the numbers to tell you for sure. I don't know offhand, but we definitely have some awesome pack systems, something to fit everybody's needs.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, a lot of people are converting or kind of combining the Osprey, I don't know, baby carrier with your guys' frames.
Yeah,
are you ever going to look into like an actual baby carrier?
We've made them in the past, and I don't think they were a very big seller for us. So I would say most likely not. There's been a lot of customers that have rigged up like a kid carrier. A lot of people just put a pillow in their pack and set their kid on top of it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's a huge market for it right now. So I would say most likely no. I don't think we'll do it. Sorry, folks with kids.
Super tarp annexes, or just I guess annexes in general.
So we are looking into simplifying our production side of things on the shelter. So you guys probably have noticed that a lot of our shelters are sold out on the website. They'll be back probably. We're hoping around early summer or so. And the annex is something that we'll have again. We would like to probably redesign it just to make it the angles work a little bit better. I think a lot of people that have them kind of see that the annex sits a little bit vertically, so it's hard to, you kind of have to tilt your stovepipe. So it's something that we want to make better. So we'll be working on that here pretty soon.
Nice. So this person asked, you know, differences between like the 14er Shape Charge and Hooligan as far as weight carrying the same. So those are just all different frames basically.
So the Shape Charge is going to be the least comfortable with heavier weight. I think it's got 18-inch stays. They're in a small frame sheet. It's not meant to be a weight-carrying pack. It's more of your EDC door kicker type pack, assault pack. So you can load it up. It doesn't have the main thing is it doesn't have the load lifters, and the same would go with the Hooligan. They don't have a load lifter, so they're not necessarily – that's not their purpose. But you can load them up and get a little bit of weight in them. The 14er does have load lifter straps. When it first came out, we were using it a ton for cardio, just for testing, and then our shorter trips, and you know, we'd load it up with 70 pounds, and it would be good. It doesn't have a frame sheet; it's an internally framed design with a sewn-in suspension system, but still pretty good up to about 70.
Okay, so the lightweight. Would you make a lightweight 22-inch frame to go with your 22 mag?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, it's something we're probably looking at. The thing is, the weight difference between a 22-inch tactical and a 22-inch light or ultralight is not going to be a whole heck of a lot. So that's why we haven't really ventured into that realm of things. It's not a huge weight saving. So,
yeah,
we'll think about it.
any bathtub floor or bug net shelter plans?
Yeah, we're looking into it. I don't have too much info on it, but I think there's a market for it, and I think some people would like to have a floor, so
yeah,
we're thinking about it.
And then expanding X-Pack material to the entire line.
We do have plans for that. I was talking to Jordan about this a couple days ago when she first got here at the show, and the sewing process for X-Pack is a little bit different, so a lot of things have to be double-lined for reinforcement purposes, and you know, just because we have a bag designed, Eric would have to kind of simplify a process to make it in X-Pack, or you know, it's almost starting from scratch making something out of X-Pack material. So yeah, we do have plans for it. Hopefully we'll have more bags this year in the X-Pack material, but it's a little bit of a timely process.
Gotcha. And then we've been joking about this last question, kind of all show, is making EDCs in black.
I don't think we're going to bring back black, but we do actually have some cool, I forgot to bring this up, we do have some cool EDC designs coming up, and we may just have a different X-Pack color that is dark and camo. Black multicam, I think, is possibly in the works. So that'll be an awesome, that's something we're excited for. I'm excited for. Don't necessarily quote me on that, because yeah, I can't guarantee we'll have it, but I think it's something we're looking at having. So it'll be cool.
Awesome. Let Burn through our questions, homie.
That's everything?
That's it.
That was, yeah. Well, thanks for having me on.
That's it. Definitely.
Yeah, thank you guys for the support. And if you ever have any questions, feel free to reach out to me, Dana, Anders, Aaron. You can give us a call, send us an email, contact us on social media. So we're usually pretty accessible. So we appreciate the support, guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Frank.
See ya.